This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Lynn and Uma with you. It is 6:38 in the evening, and our next story is going to take a look at what's going on with driving bans. Now, the Transport Ministry is apparently considering harsher penalties for reckless drivers who cause fatalities through their actions, including, wait for it, a lifetime ban.
So this came up because of the crash which occurred, a crash which occurred on Saturday near the Menora Tunnel in Ipoh, where there was a trailer that lost control and it resulted in the deaths of five people. And it was a really tragic way, a tragic reminder, I suppose, of safety on the road. And that's where Transport Minister Anthony Look is coming from, saying that the Road Transport Act 1987 has already addressed the issue of reckless and dangerous driving, but that, you know, it sees the offender stripped of his or her license for 3 years for the first time, 10 years if it occurs a second time, and that perhaps this is too light.
Yeah, so actually he does feel that it's too light.
I'm saying perhaps. The minister did not.
The minister, and I quote, says, "However, I personally feel this particular penalty is too light. Lives lost cannot be replaced, and those who cause death through reckless driving should have their licenses permanently revoked and banned from ever driving again."
So this requires the act to be amended, which then requires a feasibility study. But we want to know what you think. Would you like to see this ban come into place? And again, that is a lifetime driving ban for reckless drivers. Would you like to see this happen? That number to call, 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Also, what would you consider reckless as well? I think it's important to define that. I mean, is it
how
only,
many times has it occurred? Things
yes,
like that.
And also only if it results in loss of life or other factors as well, right? We're going to cross over now to Ajit Joel, the president of the Public Transport Users Association, or FORPAM. Ajit, thank you so much for joining us on the program. What do you make of these proposed penalties by YB Anthony Look? Do you think it's fair to impose lifetime bans on reckless drivers?
We are actually very grateful and thankful because we have been asking for, especially in public transport, for tougher legislation against drivers or reckless driving. The only issue that we have is, and I think the minister has also highlighted it, if it requires a bit more detailed studies. Now, our concern is, imagine a driver gets a lifetime imprisonment. He still has to put food on his table. He goes to a transport company and they sort of hire him illegally. And he will not get paid market rates because he's technically not allowed to work. So he'll become like almost like a foreign laborer without proper documents. So the legal aspect should also look into punishing companies or directors of companies who hire such drivers. So it just cannot fall on the driver, because that's what happens every time an express bus gets involved in an accident. Company owners turn around and say, oh, it's the driver's fault. But who hired the driver in the first place? Why were there no security checks done on checking driver's records, etc., etc.? What will happen in the long term? There will be a shortfall of drivers in the short term, but in the long term, it will start becoming sort of a viable career because they can start demanding more salaries because there's only X amount of hours they can drive. Yes, the consumer might have to end up paying more, but he will be sort of guaranteed a better quality driver.
Right. So you're on board with harsher penalties and better enforcement, particularly when it comes to companies in the transport sector taking accountability. But would a lifetime ban on the driver be the best way to go?
Okay. Life ban, I think, may be a little bit too harsh. There should be room for him to repent and come back. What is that room for repent? How do you do that in the legislative process? It'll be tricky because he is banned from driving. How do you get good behavior on driving without driving? So in the case of public transport or heavy vehicles or the logistics industry, more care has to be given. Tougher laws and legislation definitely is the place, definitely is the thing to do. Enforcement needs to be tightened, and definitely accountability of the company owners need to take place. Once you make the directors responsible, then you see how fast things move.
Are there other alternatives that the government should explore as a means to tackle the root cause of reckless driving?
Of course, the other aspect is to use technology, GPS tracking devices. that can check and monitor speed limits. There's technology out there that can monitor it. You can put in the truck that if the driver is falling asleep or if he's sleepy, that will alert or slow down the vehicle, send out a signal to a command center. There are fantastic technology that we have seen, and we're equally surprised why the industry is not adopting it. It's simply this: I can get away with murder, so I get away with murder. Which company wants to spend money? We are holding the industry responsible for this. The classic example that we always use is the Syarikat Syuran Jaya Malaysia. Directors are held responsible. You may have an accountant, but ultimately the fine goes to the directors of the company. So why can't this best practice be emulated in the transport industry?
Thank you very much, Ajit, for weighing in. That was Ajit Joel, president of the Public Transport Users Association, with his thoughts on Transport Minister Anthony Loke's suggestion to impose lifetime bans on reckless drivers.
So we'd love to hear from you. Do you think that a lifetime ban for reckless drivers is a good idea? Would that actually help the problem? That number to call is 7733 2900 if you'd like to speak. Chan, on the other hand, WhatsApped us. He says, whilst I appreciate Anthony Loke's vigour, he's getting a bit trigger-happy, no? And you can join in the conversation there by WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899 or tweeting us at BFM Radio.
All right. We actually have Rees on the line. Rees, thank you so much for holding. What say you about, the suggestion regarding a lifetime ban for reckless driving?
Hi, guys. All right. Basically, I do agree with that idea of going through that lifetime punishment. I mean, basically, the user's license will be revoked for a lifetime. But of course, it's going to be depending on whether the case is a legit case or something. Because as we know, we can hear news coming out saying that these drivers has been having those kind of cases of summons and, of course, some drugs, all those kind of things to basically be in that condition when they are driving. So I would say that will be the appropriate
there you are. I lost you there for a second. You said appropriate.
Right. Yeah, appropriate kind of punishment for those kind of drivers, depending on how was the incident being investigated. Basically, for example, if these kind of drivers, they are having cases of summons or drug kind of thing to ensure that they can drive, definitely that would be the appropriate kind of punishment for them. But there are some cases where it's a genuine kind of error, mistake, without those kind of bad track records or something like that. Maybe it can be considered to have a lighter kind of punishment for those kind of scenarios. Yeah, that's it.
Right, Rees, thank you so much for your call.
I definitely agree on the idea where the companies who handle this kind should be having those kind of punishment as well in terms of this kind of very problematic area for Malaysian.
Sure. Drivers. Yeah, no. Thank you so much for your thoughts, Rees.
So on WhatsApp, Skipper Lee says, pretty sure changing lanes without using turn signals should be made an offence under reckless driving. And hey, you get more dangerous drivers off the road and onto public transport. Skipper Lee, if you were the Minister of Transportation, a lot of people would be out of a driving licence, I think. Another message, if salary and benefits are good, the transport industry can improve the quality of drivers in developed countries. It's a profession. And Serena says, agree for a lifetime ban, but only for serious cases, such as those who cause deaths or serious accidents under drug influence or without a driving license for years with lots of high-speed traffic summons. Wisely, on the other hand, says, I disagree with such a law. There are times when accidents happen. It's not entirely due to reckless driving. For example, motorcyclists swerving in and out. We, as motorists, might not be able to know or gauge. It happens too fast. In such cases, it is in favour to the motorcyclist. Most of the time, we're victims. So, if a motorcyclist died due to their reckless manoeuvring, which just because they hit us, we have to be accountable, no way.
That is a very wise comment. We've got Elise on the line. Hey, Elise, thank you for holding. What say you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What do you say?
Okay, great. Well, I think the word reckless, we've got to define it first. What constitutes reckless driving, and I think the fine of a lifetime is a little bit too harsh, because I think then you need to look at perhaps something punitive, but also probably retraining or relearning. But there's also one comment I like to put in, and that's the fact that a lot of the drivers that we are putting out there on the road are actually, in my opinion, they are not really qualified to drive on the road. The Minister of Transport has done a good thing to cut out this copier license thing that we all know about. But the fact is, if you look at the driving schools, these days, they give very few hours of experience or teaching on the road for the students. And then they put them out on the road. A good example is my kids. Just 8 hours on the road, and they expect them to take the exam.
Right.
So it's really ridiculous, you know. Mm-hmm. 8 hours over two lessons, how can you expect anyone to be competent on the road? So I believe that the minister should also look into the driving schools directly, and what sort of driving course are they offering to students, rather young people who are wanting to get their license. There should be a minimum time frame over which you actually take lessons, and not like take two lessons and then you go for an exam. You should take a multiple number of classes and over a period of time so that the student actually gets proficient in driving it and to be a safe driver. The other part,
right,
of course, is possibly putting in defensive driving.
Yes.
Which is not in our syllabus. So they go out there and they try it out on the road. Of course, there'll be a lot of accidents and reckless driving as well.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your call. And I think, yes, the source, right? I mean, a lot of bad driving happens because people haven't been taught properly, and the copier license is a big problem, right? You just get that minimum number of hours with your driving instructor, and then you pay him a certain amount of money, and then you just...
On Twitter, Jonathan says, prevention is better than cure. Ban for what? So I think that's in the same
channels,
vein.
What our previous caller was saying. We've got Vimal on the line. Vimal, thank you so much for holding. What do you say about this lifetime ban for reckless driving?
Yes. Good evening, folks.
Hi.
And everybody who are listening, I am in total agreement with the lifetime ban. It's a very good move because I think if you are under the influence of, you know, I think this guy was on meth, or any form of drug, and you are caught driving a heavy vehicle, commercial vehicle, and you endangered somebody's life. So whether you killed someone or you did not kill someone, but you were driving under influence, full force of the law should be imposed on the person. It is unfair, because to lose your life on the road because of a stupid accident like this,
yeah,
is a real effing joke. You ask me,
all right, Vimal. Thank you very much for your call.
I just want to, you know, impress on the fact that I hope this Anthony guy, you know, is doing a good job. You know, yeah, some say that he's, you know, too animatic, he's going overboard. I think it's a whole lot of crap. He's doing a good job, and he should enforce this, and the people should support. And something like good like this comes, I think we should support.
All right. Thank you very much, Vimal. Thank you. We've got Krishnan on the line. Krishnan, thank you for holding. What do you have to say about a lifetime ban for reckless driving?
Simple. A lifetime ban or even death penalty for causing death will not help in any way.
Right. Tell us more.
See, we have got a death penalty for trafficking drugs.
Mm-hmm.
How many are now waiting list to be hung?
Yeah.
Hundreds. So what happened? Not that they don't know about it. They know, and yet they do it. And here in traffic, what happens is, you know, if you're on the road, in front of you and behind you, there are so many hundreds without license at all. The enforcement department cannot act on them. Now, if you get one chap once in a way being banned from driving, who is going to trail him and find out whether he's driving or not? How often can you do it? So inefficiency comes in. Punishment can be there. Parliament can be so happy, you know, that we have enacted such a law and our laws are so punitive and all that. But practical-wise, it won't help. You have to think of something else.
All right. Thank you very much, Krishnan, for that call.
In line with that, we had a tweet from Susilin who says, even banned, don't think that with the Malaysian mindset it will work. They will still drive. People with no licenses still drive and ride bikes. I think that's absolutely true. So it is about enforcement as much as anything else.
Enforcement and training beforehand, right?
Yes.
We've got Tan on the line. Hey, Tan, what say you?
Yeah. Okay. Good evening.
Hi.
Okay, the question is whether the lifetime ban is sufficient to deter this type of reckless driving
behavior, right? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you my story. I have a favorite sister-in-law who was killed by a drunkard fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was way back in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, he also killed a pair of twins married. And then in the car, there were two children and a wife of one of the twins. Okay, the result is the two twins got killed, my sister-in-law, and she was 20 only at that time.
Right.
And then this widow got her face disfigured. And the guy who was a drunkard, nothing happened to him because the police charged him for, don't know what, like reckless driving or what. And then one thing led to another. The magistrate on leave, and then the investigating officer on leave, and then finally the lawyer asked for a discharge. And the magistrate gave it to him. Discharge. Oh my goodness. This is really screwed up. Pardon my word. It's a real screwed up system, justice system, okay? Now this guy is walking free, driving, and I don't know how many guys he has killed.
Mm.
Some more, you know? So a lifetime ban is in order. In fact, I would say that they should be charged for murder, you know? Especially this case of mine. This guy admitted to having 8 bottles of beer, you know? And this is my sob story, okay? And I support the lifetime ban.
Thank you, Mr. Tan, for calling us and sharing your story with us. And, you know, this was back in the 70s, and it is an incredibly tragic story. And I don't think Mr. Tan's alone on this one. I've heard stories like that many, many times from different people.
And the sadness of having to wait so long to hear anything of even something like a lifetime ban coming into place, I can't imagine. Having said that, some people support the idea that there should be a charge of murder, you know, saying that there should instead be imprisonment. Life Fizal says, just ban those Toyota Alphards. 99% of their owners or drivers are paling kurang ajar. Problem solved. You're welcome.
I agree with that completely. Those Alphard drivers, where do they come from? I think there's a manual.
Well, OSK says, fact, all Malaysian men think they're the best drivers in the world and everyone else on the road doesn't know how to drive. And that is coming from a man.
All right, keep those texts coming in. 018-789-8899. I got that.
In the end, yes.
We're asking you about reckless driving and whether that deserves a lifetime ban. We've got some messages and then the news. So don't go anywhere. This is the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.